either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة من عذاب أليم تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك هو الفوز العظيم
صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders. That exists is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah has created everything. And in this creation, in this takhliq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is khaliq, Allah is musawwir, Allah is Bari. Ulama explain what is meant by this is that there was no fashion, there was no plan, there was no copying someone else's creation. Allah created uniquely. Allah created on His own. And more than this, Bari, insan, when he has to prepare something, insan, when he supposedly creates something, he requires raw material. And from that raw material, he is able to create or prepare or present something. Allah in His creation, Allah created from no raw material. There was no substance and then Allah used that substance to create, but Allah created from nothingness. The first cow was created from nothingness. The first human being was created from nothingness. The first hen was created from nothingness. Everything Allah brought into creation without there being any substance, without there being any raw material. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. To Allah belongs everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath the earth. Everything belongs to Allah. Everything for it to come into existence, for it to remain in existence, for it to be utilized for whatever purpose it is being utilized, and for its existence to terminate also, every second it is totally, completely dependent on the qudrat, on the power of one Allah. Ala inna lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Ala inna lillahi man fi samawati wa man fi al-ard. Every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe is existing on the qudrat, on the power of Allah. It is benefiting on the power of Allah. It is harming on the power of Allah. And this is iman. That conviction and that reality has to enter into the heart, that whatever happens, happens on the amr, on the order of Allah. A person is seeing, we say he is seeing with his eyes. He is hearing with his ears. He is grasping with his hands. He is walking with his feet. Something happens, this person is now dead. A dead corpse is in front of you. The eyes are there, you said he saw with his eyes, now it cannot see. The ears are there, you said it was hearing with its ears, now it cannot hear. The hands are there, you said it was grasping with its hands, the hand, it cannot grasp. The feet are there, yet it cannot walk. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they ask you about the ruh, they ask you about the soul. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي Tell them that the ruh is from the amr of my Allah. That person was not seeing with his eyes, he was seeing because Allah's amr and order was there for him to see. He was not hearing with his ears, he was hearing on the amr and the order of Allah. He was not grasping with his hands, he was grasping on the order of Allah. He was not walking with his feet, he was walking on the order of Allah. Allah is alone. There is no partner with Allah. Every benefit originates from Allah. Every harm originates from Allah. Every circumstance originates from Allah. No human being, no creation is doing anything of its own accord. إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا Every power belongs to Allah. The entire creation, لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ مَوْتًا وَلَا حَيَاتًا وَلَا نُشُورًا Cannot benefit, cannot harm, cannot give life, cannot give death, cannot resurrect. They are not living of their own accord, they are not dying of their own accord, they are not existing of their own accord, and this existence will not terminate of their own accord. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ Allah is the ilah of the heavens, Allah is the ilah of the earth. There is only one planner, one giver, one maker, one taker. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا If Allah makes decision of mercy, no one can withhold this. وَمَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكَ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ And if Allah takes away the decision of mercy, then no one can bring that mercy. يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِالضُّرِّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ If Allah decides that a nation has to suffer, no one is going to remove that calamity. وَإِيُّرِدِكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِ If Allah decides that a nation is going to prosper, then no force, no government, no superpower can take away the prosperity of that nation. It is not the currency, it is not the economy, it is no government. There is only one government, one force, one system, one benefit, one harm, and that is Allah. And He is alone. Allahu la ilaha illahu. There is no ilah besides Allah. Alif lam mim. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Allah says, I am alone. Shahid Allahu annahu la ilaha illahu. Allah gives gawa. Allah gives witness Himself that there is no one besides me. Mudabbir bila mu'in. Mudabbir bila mushir. Mudabbir bila wazir. He is the planner. He is the arranger. He is the controller. There is no assistant with Him. There is no advisor with Him. There is no minister with Him. Laysa ma'ahu ilahu yukhsha, wala rabbu yurja, wala hajibu yursha, wala waziru yurta. There is no other ilah besides Him that has to be feared. There is no other rab upon whom there can be hope. There is no doorkeeper with Allah that you have to go through to reach Allah. There is no minister or government official that you have to bribe to get unto Allah. He is alone. Yudabbirul amra minas samai ila الأرض from the heavens to the earth, the arranger and the controller of everything is one Allah. He introduces Himself like this, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين. Allah says, your Rabb, who is your Rabb? Your Rabb is Allah that has created the seven heavens and the seven earths. Then he rose upon his arsh. يغشي الليل النهار. Look around you. Night follows day. You have taken these things for granted. Allah says, قُلْ, say unto them who have fakhr, who have pride, who have arrogance over their science, who have arrogance over their technology, who have arrogance over their weaponry, who have arrogance over their governments, who have arrogance over their numbers, say unto them, إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ. If Allah made the decision that the sun is not to rise, it is to remain darkness, it is to remain night, from now till Qiyamah, which scientist, which government, which army, which technology, which force is going to bring daylight for you? قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. Say unto them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in your arrogance, in your pride, you have defied Allah, you have turned your back on Allah, you have forgotten your Allah, you have not subjugated and lowered yourself in front of one Allah who is the controller of everything. Say unto them, if Allah caused it to remain daytime from now till Qiyamah, if Allah ordered that sun, stay, do not set, which ilah, which qudrat, which force is going to bring night time for you so that you may rest in that night? And that also, Allahu alladhi yursilu riyaha, this earth, they say is 24,000 miles, diameter of this earth, 24,000 miles long. And this earth is not still. This earth is spinning, all the time spinning on its axis. And not spinning at 1 mile per hour or 2 miles per hour. This earth is spinning at 1,000 miles per hour. Every hour this earth is spinning. That is why it takes 24 hours for it to finish one cycle. 24,000 miles, 1,000 miles per hour. And moving outward also. Spinning on its own 1,000 miles per hour. And moving outward also 65,000 miles every hour. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Again and again Allah in His Quran says, look at the earth, how we spread it out for you. No bulldozers were used. No tramplers were used to flatten this earth and spread it out for you and make it this shape. Allah says, we made it a qarar, a shelter, a place of rest. We made it a cradle. Allah says, mihada, we made it a cradle. Perhaps in that time, when these ayats were revealed, they couldn't understand what it was referring to. Take a bicycle wheel and spin it. Leave 1,000 miles per hour, spin it at 10 miles per hour. Not a dust particle will remain on that bicycle wheel. This earth is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, and yet we are sitting comfortably on the surface of this earth. And moving outward 65,000 miles per hour. Whose system? Whose nizam is this? Allah invites you, look around you, see. 1,000 miles per hour, so day is 12 hours, night is 12 hours. If that speed instead of 1,000 miles per hour had to be 2,000 miles per hour, then the day would be 6 hours and the night would be 6 hours. By the time in the traffic you get to work, it will already be time to come home. And when you get home and go to sleep, it will already be time to go back to work before your eyes close also. And if Allah Ta'ala had to cut that speed, instead of 1,000 miles per hour, make it 500 miles per hour. Then the day will be 24 hours long and the night will be 24 hours long. You'll work and work and work till you are finished. Then you'll come home. How long are you going to sleep? 12 hours, 13 hours, 14 hours, 24 hour long night. Allah Ta'ala knew in what there is benefit for His banda and His slave. Which scientist set the speed of the earth? Which technology set that speed? It's a different matter that science today tells us that if the day had to be 24 hours long, then the surface temperature of the earth would increase to such an extent that everything on this earth would become parched. And the night was 24 hours long, then the surface temperature of this earth would decrease to such an extent that whatever else survived the day would die in the night. But for the benefit of the banda, for the benefit of his slave, Allah has said this like this. And then Allah challenges, tell them, if it has to be daytime forever till Qiyamah, which ilah, which qudrat, which force is going to bring nighttime for them? If it had to be nighttime from now till Qiyamah, which ilah, which qudrat, which force is going to bring daytime for them? Yughshil laylan nahar, yatlubuhu hathitha, day enters upon night, each one following the other, yulijul layla fin nahar, yulijul nahara fil layl, Allah enters the night into day, the day into night. Today the date may be 20th of May. This morning on the 20th of May in the year 2000, the sun rose at approximately 6 or 7:45 or whatever it may be. 1,000 years ago, on the 20th of May, the sunrise was exactly at the same time. And 1,000 years from now, if this universe is still existing, Allah's qasam, the sunrise will be exactly on the same time. Which clock was being used? Whose system, whose nizam is this? وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَّهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. This is the nizam of Aziz and Alim. The one who is almighty, the one who has complete knowledge, his nizam, his system this is. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ. The sun is in his qabza, the moon is in his qabza, the stars are in his qabza. يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَن تَزُولَ. The heavens cannot move, the earth cannot move without the permission of Allah. These are Allah's makhluk, these are Allah's creation, they are under his control. The sun is not giving off heat of its own accord, the moon is not giving off light of its own accord. It is said that the surface temperature of the sun is 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The core of the sun is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Every second, Allah's sun is giving off energy equivalent to 1 million atom bombs. Every second, 1 million atom bombs is being given off every second. And like this, it is carrying on for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Have we ever heard that one pipe is blocked? Have you ever heard that some pipe has to be changed? Have you ever heard that the sun has to be oiled or some engineer has to go and sort it out? Allah's nizam is without defect. It is continuing on the amr, on the order of Allah. That 1 million atom bombs of energy is being given off every second. Insaniyat would be burned to ashes. Allah set the distance 93 million miles so that if the light of the sun had to be divided, if the energy of the sun had to be divided into 20 million parts, one part is coming to this earth. And if from the one part it had to become two, all of us would burn to ashes. Which scientist said this? Which technology said this? وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ. Allah is the ilah of the heavens. Allah is the ilah of the earth. One controller, one maker, one sustainer, one nourisher, one giver of life, one giver of death, one giver of health, one giver of sickness. Everything happens on the irada, on the qudrat, on the will of one Allah. One Allah is doing. تُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. Izzat on the irada, on the desire of Allah. وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. Allah gives zillat, disgrace to whom He wants. يَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ. Allah gives hidayat to whom He wants. يُذِلُّ مَن يَشَاءُ. Allah deviates whom He wants. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ كَمَا شَاءَ كَانْ فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. That which Allah wants will happen. It will happen in the time Allah wants. It will happen in the manner Allah wants. It will not happen before Allah wanted. It will not happen after Allah wanted. It will not happen more than that which Allah wants. It will not happen less than that which Allah wants. And that which Allah doesn't want, all the forces of this earth can get together, it will never happen. One giver, one taker, one maker, one breaker. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna lillahi ta'ala malakan nisfuhu al-asfal min nar wa nisfuhu al-a'la min thalj. La thalju tutfi'u an-nar wa lan-naru tudhibu al-thalj." Allah has created one angel. The bottom half of this angel is fire, the top half is ice. The ice does not put out the fire, and the fire doesn't cause the ice to melt. This is Allah. Allah doesn't need circumstances. Allah doesn't need means. Musa alayhi salam, in the lap of Firaun, looking at that child, he says, "Innahu qatili." This is the one that's going to kill me. This is the one that's going to take away my kingdom. He knows it. The sword is raised. But Allah's sifat of hafiz, Allah's quality of protection was with Musa alayhi salam. In the lap of the enemy, he could not harm one hair on the head of that child. And he had to pay for the upbringing of that child. Knowing my kingdom is going to go on his hands. This is Allah. Yunus alayhi salam, in the stomach of the fish, Allah sustains. Ashab Kahf, the youngsters of the cave, وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 300 وَازْدَادُوا 309 years. 309 years in the cave. Try and go to sleep. Sleeping. Youngsters sleeping. How long can you sleep? 12 hours? 14 hours? 16 hours? 18 hours? 20 hours? The back will start paining. The head will start paining. The feet will start paining. The bones eventually will start cracking. 309 years Allah gave them sleep. And when they wake up, وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. When they wake up, they start asking one another, how long did we sleep? One says one day, one says a portion of one day. No force on this earth can stop the movement of time. Try and stop time. Allah says, time is my makhluq. Time is my creation. Huwa al-awwal, wal-akhir, wal-zahir, wal-batin. Awwal bila bidaya. Allah is the first without a beginning. Akhir bila nihaya. Allah is the last without an ending. Awwal bila makan. Allah is the first, not confined to space. Akhir bila zaman. Allah is the last, not confined to time. Space, Allah created. Time, Allah created. 20 or 25 year old youngster, when he goes into the cave, 309 years later, does not come out as a 334 year old youngster, comes out still as a 25 year old youngster. That till the door of the cave, Allah ordered time must continue. In the cave, Allah ordered time to stop. This is Allah. We haven't understood who is Allah. And this angel is making tasbih of Allah. Bottom half fire, top half ice, perpetually in tasbih. What tasbih? Before we say what tasbih, what is tasbih? Take tasbih and say, subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. That is why there is no change coming in us. And our elders are saying, sit twice a day and make 100 times tasbih, third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. What is meant is the tongue mustn't say it, the heart must also say it. The tongue is saying it, the heart is not saying it. Ask someone, what is subhanallah? He says, glory be to Allah. Translation, glory be to Allah. They explain, first se lekar arsh tak, from the earth, beneath the earth, whether it is the minerals, whether it is the iron ore, whether it is the gold, whether it is the diamond, whether it is the silver, whether it is the multitudes of creation Allah has kept beneath the earth, whether it is the oceans, whether it is the millions and billions of creations Allah has kept within the oceans. In fact, the other day they say in one cubic centimeter of water, Allah has kept more living organisms than the population of the whole world. In one cubic centimeter of water, Allah has kept more than 6 billion organisms. Or whether it is all those creations of Allah, whether it is the trees, whether it is the birds, whether it is the insects, whether it is insan, whether it is jinnat, whether it is the malaika, whether it is the heavens, whether it is the comets, whether it is the planets, whether it is the asteroids, whether it is the first heaven, malaika of the first heaven, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, whether it is the kursi of Allah, whether it is the arsh of Allah, farsh se lekar arsh tak, from the earth right up till the arsh of Allah, everything that exists has some blemish, some fault, some weakness, some shortcoming in it. O Allah, you are the only being that is free from any blemish, any fault, any shortcoming. Subhanallah, glory be to you, O Allah. I declare your purity from any shortcoming. That is tasbih. And not the tongue must say it, the heart must say it. When the tongue does not move with the invitation of Allah, when the tongue does not call to Allah, when is the heart ever going to call towards Allah? When is the reality of Allah's azmat ever going to enter into the heart? When the tongue does not speak of Allah. Ask the businessman, talk about your business, he'll talk 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, till you have to tell him to sit down and keep quiet now. Ask the college student to talk about his degree. Ask the farmer to talk about his agriculture. Ask a parent to talk about his child. Ask the person selling onions to talk about the onions. Ask the dairy man to talk about his milk and his sour milk and whatever else he is producing. Each one for hours and hours will be prepared to talk about that. Ask them now, talk about Allah. Talk about that Allah that has created everything. 1 minute will pass, 2 minutes will pass. He'll still be silent. Then he'll say that mujhe sharam aate hai. I am embarrassed to speak about Allah. This riwaj has come out. This consciousness has come out that I have to speak about Allah. When the tongue will not move with the remembrance and the da'wat of Allah, how is that body ever going to move in the obedience of Allah? When the heart does not beat with the love of Allah, how is that body ever going to sacrifice itself for Allah? This is zulm. This is oppression. That da'wat of onions is being given. Look around us. Someone has got this product written on him. Someone has got that product. Everything around us, da'wat. Da'wat of every ghair of Allah is taking place. Yet the ummah that was sent to call to Allah is not calling to Allah. We are calling to everything else. Our elders say, we are not saying to you, we are not saying to you that speak of Allah's greatness, Him the glory of Allah. We are not saying to you so that this becomes a means by which you prepare someone for 40 days or 4 months. Hum isliye kehte hain ki Allah ke barai bayan karo, kyunki ye Allah ka haq hai ki uske tarah na kiya jaye. We are saying to you that speak of the greatness of Allah, invite to Allah, call to Allah, glorify Allah, because it is the right of Allah that He has to be glorified. It is the right of Allah that He has to be glorified. Makhluk ka zikr bimari hai. To talk of the creation is a sickness. To talk of the Creator is the cure of that sickness. This insan was sent, Ama inni lam akhlukkum li astakthira bikum min qilla, wala li astaina bikum ala amrin qad ajastu an, wala li astanisa bikum min wahsha, innama khalaqtukum li ta'buduni tawila, wa tadhkuruni kathira, wa tusabbihuni bukrata wa asila. Allah says, I did not create you. I did not create you because we numbered few and we wanted to increase our numbers. I did not create you because we were lonely and we wanted some company. I did not create you because there was some task that is too difficult for me to do and I wanted helpers to carry it out. Innama khalaqtukum litabuduni tawila wa tadhkuruni kathira wa tusabbihuni bukrata wa asila. I created you so that you hymn my praises. I created you so that you glorify me. I created you so that you serve me. I created you so that you subjugate yourself to me. Insan's purpose, insan's maqsad, insan's object on this earth, Allah's qasam, is not degrees, is not jobs, is not amassing of wealth. Ye sab zaruriyat hai. All these are necessities. Insan's purpose is to make the marifat of Allah. To recognize Allah. To invite. One is to recognize Allah. And being the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we were given one to worship Allah. Together with that, we were given safarat. We are the representatives of Allah on this earth. We are Allah's safir. We are Allah's messengers. No other ummah said, Ana Rasulu Rasulillah. I am the Rasul of the Rasul of Allah. Besides this ummah was sent as the messengers of the messenger of Allah. This ummah was sent as the messengers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To do what? To build shops. To compete with the kuffar for what they are competing for. To make valuable the temporary dunya. No, my beloved brothers, this ummah was sent for what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent. Inna arsalnaka shahidaw wa mubashshiraw wa nadira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idnihi wa sirajan munira. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we sent you as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner, as a da'i to Allah, as an inviter to Allah. And we sent you as a shining lantern. This ummah was sent for what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent. We are inviters to Allah. We have to tell our children that my purpose is I am a caller to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to tell that wife that this is my purpose. We have to go to the whole mankind. We have to go to every person and call them to Allah. Dawud alayhi salam, ayyu ibadika ahabbu ilayk. Allah, which of your slaves do you love the most? Dawud alayhi salam asks Allah, Allah, which of your slaves do you love the most? Allah says, taqiyul qalb, naqiyul kafain, la ya'ti ahadam bisu, wa la yamshi bin namima, tazulul jibal, wa la yazul, ahabbani, wa ahabba man yuhibbuni, wa habbabani ilan nas. Ajib. Allah says, those whom I love, they are those in whose hearts is my taqwa, my fear, reliance only on Allah, motivated only to please Allah. They don't stretch their hands out to anyone besides Allah. They don't harm Allah's creation. They don't carry tales. They remain firm in the obedience of Allah. Mountains will move, they will not move. Then Allah says, they love me. They love me. They love those who love me. And they make me beloved in the hearts of men. Dawud alayhi salam says, Inni uhibbuk wa uhibbu man yuhibbuk fa kayfa uhabbibuka ila nas. Allah, I love you. I love those that love you. I want to become your beloved. How can I make mankind love you? How can I make mankind love you? Allah Ta'ala tells him, ذَكِّرْهُمْ بِعَلَائِي وَنَعْمَائِي وَبَلَائِي. O Dawood, go from person to person. Go from person to person. Tell them about Allah. Tell them about my favors. Tell them about my bounties. Tell them about my majesty. Tell them about my glory. This ummah is called, ordered, sent, chosen by Allah to go from person to person. Tell them who is Allah. We are Allah's safir. We are Allah's messengers on this earth. We have been sent to make ta'aruf of Allah, to invite and introduce the whole of mankind to who is Allah. That Allah who is the maker, that Allah who is the breaker, that Allah who is the giver, that Allah who is the taker, that Allah who is alone. Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayy Al-Qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatu wala nawm. Allah, who is alone, He is alive, He is the controller of everything. He is the only one that exists on His own accord. Everything else exists because of Allah. La ta'khudhuhu sinatu wala nawm. He does not sleep. He does not get tired. He does not doze off. His doors are open. The nightfall descends. The courts are closed. The palaces are closed. The gates are locked. Locks are put on. Doorkeepers are placed. Now it is after hours. The kings are in their reveling. The kings of this world are in their enjoyment and their haram and their filth. They are not prepared to entertain anyone. They are not prepared to listen to anyone. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Allah, ينزل ربنا تبارك وتعالى حين يبقى ثلث الليل الآخر فيقول من يدعوني فأستجيب له من يسألني فأعطيه من يستغفرني فأغفر له. At the time when everyone else is sleeping, in ghaflat, in negligence, Allah, in His majesty, in His glory, descends to the first heaven. And Allah calls out in the last third of the night, who is there to call unto me? Who is there that has some need that I may grant his need? Who is there that wants something so that I may grant it to him? Who is there that wants my forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Allah, who is not in need of us, who doesn't need us, yet He is calling out, who is there? مَنْ ذَلَّذِي قَرَى عَلَى بَابِي فَلَمْ أَفْتَحْلَى. Who is there that knocked on my door and that door was not open for him? من ذا الذي سألني فلم أعطه. Who is there that asked from me and was not granted? Such a giver, that if he doesn't give you in dunya, he will give you so much in akhirat that you will wish he didn't fulfill any wish of yours in dunya. لا تسألن بني آدم حاجة وسل الذي أبوابه لا يغلق فالله يغضب إن تركت سؤاله وبني آدم حين يسأل يغضب. Don't ask your needs from insan. Don't ask your needs from insan. Ask your needs from the one whose doors never close. Insan is such, the more you ask him, he will get angry with you. Allah is such that he gets angry when you don't ask from him. This is Allah. Abdi, Allah Ta'ala addresses his slaves. In dhakartani dhakartuk, wa in nasitani dhakartuk. When you remember me, I remember you. And when you forget me, I still remember you. Ya Dawood, O Dawood, lo ya'lamul mudbirun ma indi min al ashwaq lataqatta'at awsaluhum. If those who had turned away from me, if those whose days are spent in my disobedience, if those whose nights are spent in my disobedience, if they had to come to know how much of shock, how much of love, how much of muhabbat, how much of anticipation and affection I have for them, then their joy will be such that their limbs will split. O Dawood, if that is my love for those who have broken my orders, what is my love for those who are obedient to me? That is Allah. Ibn Adam, inni laka muhibbun, fabihaqqi alayka kunli muhibba. Allah says, O insan, O my banda, O my slaves, I love you. Now because of the haqq, because of the right, what right Allah doesn't have on us, every breath of air we take in is the deen of Allah upon us. Every blink of this eyelid is Allah's deen upon us. Every movement of this tongue is Allah's favor upon us. Now Allah says, because of the haq that I have over you, kun li muhibba, you also love me. Go from person to person, introduce them to who is Allah. Tell them about Allah's greatness. Tell them about Allah's majesty. Tell them about Allah's glory. They will begin to love Allah. Allah Ta'ala tells Dawood alayhi salam, in return for that, I will love you. This ummat are the safir of Allah. Invite us to Allah. Coming back to what we were saying, this angel is making tasbih of Allah. What tasbih? Subhana man allafa bayna thalji wan nar. Glory be to Allah. Glory be to Allah who has created harmony between fire and ice. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells his sahaba of this, immediately he makes dua for his ummat. Immediately. Why his heart was so attached to his ummat? Everything was given for this ummat. His day was for the ummat. His night was for the ummat. Once, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha says, I woke up one night and I perceived that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not there. It was her turn. She was a human being. And women will be women. Never mind their status and their rank. She said, the thought entered my mind that perhaps has he not gone to one of the other wives. So she says, I stealthily crept out of my home to see where he is. And she says, I looked around, I walked in the streets till I found him at the graveyard of Baqi in Madina Munawwara. And he was standing there making dua to Allah for the residents of those graves. She says, I approached him, he heard. She says, I went back. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned, he could hear the heavy breathing of Aisha radiallahu anha. So he asked her that, oh Aisha, where have you been? She admitted the truth and she said that this is what I suspected, so I came out to investigate. He looked at her and he told her that, oh Aisha, a Nabi of Allah will never deceive anyone. A Nabi of Allah is not ghaddar. A Nabi of Allah does not deceive anyone. O Aisha, I went to the graveyard to make dua for my ummah that are buried there. She said, O Nabi of Allah, make dua for me. At this juncture, make dua that Allah forgives me. So he said that, Allahumma ghfir li Aishata. O Allah, forgive Aisha, all her past sins and all her future sins. She was elated, overjoyed, that, O Nabi of Allah, you have made such a dua for me. He looked at her elation and her joy, and he told her that, O Aisha, once I made this dua for you, you have become so happy. Allah's qasam, every day, 5 times I make this dua for my ummah. Such love, such attachment, that Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes and says, O Nabi of Allah, where will I find you on the day of judgment? Where will I find you? His maqam, his status. One sahaba is sitting and talking. One of them says, Adam alayhi salam was the chosen of Allah, a human being, the chosen of Allah. Another one says, Musa, also a human being, the one whom Allah spoke to, Naji of Allah, who used to whisper to Allah. Another one says, Isa alayhi salam, also insan, yet he was the ruh and the kalima of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this conversation. He comes in the presence of his sahaba. Sami'tu ujbakum wa kalamakum. I heard what you were discussing, and I heard your surprise over that. Inna Ibrahima khalilullahi wa huwa kadhalik. Ibrahim alayhi salam was the friend of Allah. There is nothing to doubt or be surprised about. Adam safiyullah wa huwa kadhalik. Adam alayhi salam was the chosen of Allah. Nothing to be surprised about. Wa Musa kalimullah. Musa alayhi salam was the one whom Allah spoke to. Wa Isa ruhuhu wa kalimatuhu wa huwa kadhalik. And Isa alayhi salam was the ruh and the kalima of Allah. And that is a fact. And then he said, now listen. Ala wa ana habibullahi wa la fakh. I am the beloved of Allah, and I do not say this with any pride. وَأَنَا حَامِلُ لِوَاءِ الْحَمْدِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا فَخْرٍ. I will be the one on the day of judgment who will raise the flag of the honor of Allah, and I do not say this with any pride. وَأَنَا أَكْرَمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا فَخْرٍ. I will be the most honored of insaniyat of mankind on the day of judgment, and I do not say this with any pride. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ مَنْ يُحَرِّكُ حِلْقَةَ الْجَنَّةِ فَيُفْتَحُ لِي وَأَنَا أَدْخُلَهَا وَمَعِي فُقَرَاءُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا فَخْرٍ. I will be the first to knock on the door of Jannat. Ridwan will call out, مَنْ بِالْبَابِ. Who is at the door? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will reply, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad, the sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah. Immediately he will say, I have been ordered not to open until you come. And then only the door will be open. The order of Allah. I will be the first who will knock at the door of Jannat. I will be the first to enter. With me will be the poor ones of my ummah. With me will be the fuqara of my ummah. Let the whole mankind till Qiyamah. Let all those who have measured success, who have measured honor, who have measured status, who have measured dignity on the temporary, deceptive and worthless wealth of this world, understand that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, with me will be the fuqara of my ummah. Those who were poor and in that poverty obeyed Allah. They will enter Jannat first with me. And I do not say this with any pride. Ana awwalun nasi hushuran. I will be the first to be raised up on the day of judgment. When mankind is silenced, when mankind has lost hope, when mankind is caught in the grip of fear, أَنَا مُبَشِّرُهُمْ إِذَا أَيْسُوا. I will give them glad tidings at a time when they will be in the height of despair. قَائِدُهُمْ إِذَا وَفَدُوا. When they are gathered, I will be their leader and their representative in front of Allah. وَشَفِيعُهُمْ إِذَا أُنْسِتُوا. When everyone is silenced, each one will be fearing for himself. Each one will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, So that Isa alayhi salam also will say, La as'aluka ummi Maryam. Oh Allah, I don't ask you for the jannat of my mother Maryam also. Save me from Jahannam. When that halat and that condition will be such, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. No mother will want to know her child. No father will want to know his child. No husband will want to know his wife. When Allah's jalal and Allah's anger and Allah's qahar will be of such a level, one human being with the call of ummati, ummati, Allah my ummat, Allah my ummat, will go in front of Allah and will fall into sajda, and that sajda will last 7 days. And he says, I will praise Allah in a manner in which Allah has never been praised. I don't even know the words of that praise. At that time, Allah will put it into my heart. La uhsi thanan alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. O Allah, we cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. You are as you have praised yourself. I will praise Allah in a manner no one has ever praised Allah.